Wake Up and Dream by Liam Shields. Staying up for no reason is a sign of mental ills. The issue's psychological, no need for sleeping pills. With each night's sleep, I'm hastening the dawning of the morrow, where reigns the ruin of my life and labour filled with sorrow. The solution to escape is clear. Step back and try much harder. Stop gorging on the easiest kick, turn round and leave the larder. Apply oneself to new pursuit and, coward, dare to climb. You'll be forever otherwise entwined in work unkind. But for thinking one deserves more, they look down on their fellows. Is undervaluing other men not deserving of the gallows? For do we not each all deserve our chance at heaven on earth? Is claimed to be a distant goal, but let us see the birth of new thinking and self-belief that together we can attain the global parity we should all endeavour to gain. There is no up or middle class, no working class or low. It's time to evolve past all that and ascend beyond what we know. What selfish man once upon a time styled a pyramidal tower, where slaves at the base, the rich above, where only they can flower? Let none be poor, let all possess an infinity of wealth. It isn't practical, you say. I'll worry about myself. Perhaps you're right, and society must be held up by the fools. But let us try at least to end the status quo that rules. Our clothes are made by poor children. We brand contemporaries chavs. Our status is determined by the have-nots and the haves. Our media does its best to make us worry of our neighbours and fear of other creeds and religions and behaviours. But if we abandon egotism and look out for one another, be brothers to our sisters and sisters to our brothers. If no one's cruel and are all kind and each worker's one, we'll see work end and in its wake see toil replaced by fun. I know this goal can't be met in my head, but not my heart. But to believe it can and nurture dreams feels like the way to start.